Welcome to our deep dive into the Boston waterfront condo market
Ooh, fun.
in 2025.
Okay.
We've got some listings and insights from John Ford. He's a local condo broker. And honestly, I'm already feeling a little envious just
Yeah.
scrolling through these.
I get it.
Who wouldn't want to wake up to harbor views, you know?
Every morning. It's definitely a dream for many.
Hey.
And today we're going to explore not just the dream, but like the reality of this
Yeah.
market. We'll unpack what it takes to make that dream a reality for you, whether
Okay.
you're looking to buy or just satisfying your curiosity for today.
Okay, let's start by setting the scene. These listings all talk about luxury waterfront condos with stunning harbor views. But I'm curious, what does luxury even mean in this market?
Yeah.
What are we picturing here?
Good question. It's more than just a fancy address. We're talking high-end finishes,
Okay.
gourmet kitchens, amenities like in-building spas and fitness centers that rival like the best in the city.
Wow.
Think of it as an exclusive lifestyle right on the water's edge.
I'm hooked. All right, let's get down to the brass tacks. In the winter of 2025,
Yeah.
what does the market actually look like?
So right now there are 31 waterfront condos listed for sale
Okay.
with a median list price of $1,899,000.
Okay.
That gives us a starting point.
Okay.
But remember, we're dealing with a range here. On the higher end, we have listings like the penthouse at 50 Battery Street going for a cool $7,995,000.
Wow.
But you can also find options like a one bedroom at 100 Lovejoy Wharf for $1,699,000.
Okay.
Still a pretty penny, but significantly less.
So, looking at recent sales in the past 60 days, 17 condos were sold with a median sale price of $925,000. That
Yeah.
seems like a big difference compared to the current median list price of
Right.
almost $1.9 million.
What?
What's going on there?
That's where John Ford's expertise really comes in.
Okay.
He's noticed a trend of sellers offering significant buyer rebates,
Uh-oh.
sometimes up to 60%.
Wow.
That's a huge sign that sellers are eager to move their properties.
So you're saying it's a buyer's market? But doesn't the high median list price contradict that? I'm a little confused.
It's an interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
The high list prices reflect the desirability of this location and the luxury features.
Okay.
However, the rebates suggest a potential overpricing,
Okay.
a tactic to attract buyers initially knowing they have room to negotiate.
Interesting.
This could indicate a slight shift in market power towards buyers, even in this exclusive segment.
That makes a lot of sense. Now,
Yeah.
I'm curious about John Ford's take on Boston itself.
Yeah.
He's obviously very bullish on the city.
He is. He talks about Boston's rich history,
Yeah.
its renowned universities, the vibrant cultural scene, and a food scene that rivals any major city. It's a city with a lot to offer, and that undoubtedly contributes to the desirability of its real estate,
Right.
especially on the waterfront.
You know, I think about waterfront living.
Yeah.
I picture peace and quiet being away from the hustle and bustle. But Boston is a bustling city.
Right.
How does that work?
That's a great observation. Waterfront living in Boston offers this unique blend of urban energy and peaceful tranquility. You get the
Yeah.
best of both worlds.
Okay.
Imagine stepping out of your door and onto a harbor walk,
Yeah.
feeling the ocean breeze, all while being just steps away from world-class dining and entertainment.
Now that's a lifestyle I can get behind, but let's face it, there's always a flip side.
Right.
John Ford mentions the impact of development on the waterfront. What's the downside there?
He brings up a point that's often debated in growing cities,
Okay.
the potential for gentrification. New development can revitalize areas and bring in those sought-after amenities,
Right.
but it can also push out longtime residents and businesses,
Yeah.
leading to concerns about affordability and a changing community landscape.
So essentially, you have to weigh the pros and cons, do the benefits of new development, and maybe even a chance to be part of this luxury waterfront community outweigh the potential impact on existing residents.
Exactly. There are no easy answers. It's about understanding the complex dynamics at play
Right.
and acknowledging the different perspectives involved.
Yeah.
This raises the question, what are your thoughts on this?
It's definitely something to consider on a more individual level. I'm sure many people listening are wrestling with the age-old question,
Yep.
rent or buy,
Oh, yeah.
especially in a market like this where prices are high, but there seems to be some wiggle room.
It's a classic dilemma,
Right.
and John Ford offers a helpful analogy.
Okay.
It's like choosing between owning a car and leasing one.
Okay.
Owning gives you control, the ability to customize build equity, but it also comes with responsibilities and potential costs.
Right.
Leasing offers flexibility and leg less commitment.
Yeah.
but you're limited in what you can do and ultimately don't build ownership.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
So for you listening, if you were standing on the Boston waterfront right now, picturing yourself living there, which option would you lean towards? What are your priorities?
Because ultimately buying a condo is about more than just bricks and mortar.
Right.
It's about buying into a lifestyle, a community, a vision for your future.
Yeah.
And that's what we'll delve into next.
So we're talking about like a major decision here.
Yeah.
Potentially life-changing. I'm glad John Ford put together that checklist for buyers and renters. It feels like having an experienced guide, you know, in a market that can be overwhelming.
Yeah. He really emphasizes being prepared and knowing what you want out of this experience.
Yeah.
The first point on his list is so basic, yet often overlooked.
Yeah.
Define your must-haves and deal breakers.
Yeah, I can see how that's easy to forget when you're caught up in the excitement of like waterfront views and imagining yourself sipping coffee on a balcony overlooking the harbor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But practicality is key, right?
Absolutely. Think about it this way.
Okay.
Let's say you have a beloved pet. You wouldn't want to fall in love with a place only to discover it's not pet friendly.
Right.
Or maybe parking is essential for your lifestyle. Knowing these non-negotiables up front saves you time and potential heartache.
Makes total sense. Mm-hmm. The next point on the checklist is about researching the building's history and management.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit, this isn't something I would have thought about right away. Why is it so crucial?
Imagine this. You buy your dream condo.
Okay.
But soon discover the building has a history of leaks.
Oh, no.
Or the management company is unresponsive to resident concerns. Suddenly that dream becomes a nightmare.
Right, that's a good point. So it's not just about the individual unit.
Yeah.
But the whole building's health.
Exactly.
So to speak.
Precisely. A well-managed building with a good track record indicates a smoother experience for residents.
Right.
You want to look for signs of responsible maintenance, proactive communication, and a sense of community.
Okay.
It can make all the difference in your day-to-day living experience.
This next point on the checklist is one I particularly appreciate. Thinking about exit strategies early on, it seems counterintuitive to think about selling or moving out when you haven't even moved in yet.
I understand that perspective.
Yeah.
But John Ford highlights a valuable point.
Okay.
Life is unpredictable.
Mm.
Your needs might change. You might relocate for work or decide to downsize in the future.
Yeah.
Considering these possibilities from the get-go helps you make a more informed decision.
So it's like having a backup plan. Yeah. Even if you hope you'll never need it, it feels very strategic.
It is. It's about looking beyond the initial excitement and making a smart investment, whether you plan to stay for 5 years or 25.
This all sounds very logical and sensible, but let's be honest. A big part of the appeal of waterfront living is the emotional aspect.
Mm-hmm.
It's the dream, the lifestyle. And we've been teasing you with some of these amazing listings.
Lovely.
Like we talked about that penthouse at 50 Battery Street for almost $8 million. Can you picture yourself there?
Oh, yeah.
Waking up to panoramic views of the harbor, enjoying cocktails on your private rooftop terrace.
Living the dream.
It's the epitome of luxury living.
Right.
And then there's the two-bedroom at 500 Atlantic Avenue listed for $1,899,000.
Okay.
It's still a considerable investment, but it offers a more attainable entry point into this exclusive market.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there's an open house on January 26th.
Okay.
That's a great opportunity for anyone listening to get a firsthand feel for the space, the building, and the neighborhood.
Definitely.
Seeing it in person can really bring those online listings to life.
Cool.
All right. So far, we've covered a lot of ground. We've explored market trends, learned from John Ford's expertise, and even started picturing ourselves living on the Boston waterfront.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling there's more to unpack here.
Right.
What else does John Ford highlight as essential for potential buyers?
He delves into some practical aspects that are often overlooked, but can significantly impact your experience.
Okay, I'm all ears. Let's dive in.
Yeah.
So what are these often overlooked aspects John Ford mentions? I'm all about those practical details that can make or break a living experience, you know?
One thing he emphasizes is really understanding the condo association, rules and regulations.
Okay.
These can vary significantly from building to building and cover everything from pet policies to renovation restrictions. It's crucial to know what you're signing up for.
Yeah. You know, that makes me think of a friend who bought a condo and later found out there were strict rules about noise levels
Oh,
after a certain hour.
yeah.
It really cramped their style.
Exactly. It's easy to assume that buying means complete freedom,
Right.
but condo living comes with shared responsibilities
Yeah.
and a need for consideration of your neighbors.
Right.
Understanding these rules beforehand can prevent a lot of headaches down the line.
Makes sense. All right. What else should we be aware of?
John Ford also highlights the importance of thoroughly inspecting the unit itself. Beyond just the superficial aesthetics, he recommends paying close attention to the condition of appliances,
Okay.
plumbing, electrical systems, and looking for any signs of potential issues,
Yeah.
like water damage or poor ventilation.
That makes sense. It's like getting a car inspection before you buy it.
Right.
You don't want any unpleasant surprises after you've signed on the dotted line.
Exactly. He also stresses the importance of understanding
Okay.
the financial health of the condo association.
Okay.
You want to know if there are any upcoming special assessments
Uh-huh.
or if the building has a sufficient reserve fund for future repairs.
Okay.
These factors can significantly impact your monthly costs and the overall value of your investment.
Wow. I'm realizing there's a lot more to consider than just the price tag and the view. This is where having an experienced broker like John Ford can really make a difference.
Absolutely. He acts as a guide, helping you navigate these complexities and make informed decisions
Right.
that align with your goals and lifestyle.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned earlier that John Ford has observed a trend of condos getting smaller, even in the luxury market. How does that play into this whole picture?
It's an interesting shift that reflects changing priorities and lifestyles.
Okay.
Maybe luxury is no longer solely defined by square footage,
Right.
but by thoughtful design,
Okay.
efficient use of space,
Yeah.
and access to a wider range of amenities and experiences outside the home.
So it's like trading in a sprawling mansion for a sleek, high-tech apartment in the heart of the action.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And this ties back to what we were discussing about development.
Yeah.
As cities become denser
Right.
and waterfront property becomes even more desirable, how do we redefine what it means to live well
Right.
in these spaces?
So for you listening, as you consider this Boston waterfront dream,
Yeah.
we encourage you to think about what truly matters to you.
Definitely.
Is it about expansive square footage or
Sure.
curated experiences? Is it about privacy or community?
These are all good questions to ask yourself.
The answers to these questions will guide you toward the right decision. Remember, it's not just about buying a property, it's about investing in a lifestyle that
Right.
aligns with your values and aspirations. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive,
Right.
from market trends and expert insights
Yeah.
to practical considerations and thought-provoking
Really
questions.
thought to think about.
We hope you've gained valuable knowledge and a deeper understanding of the Boston waterfront condo market in 2025.
I think so.
And most importantly, we hope this deep dive has equipped you to make informed decisions, whether you're actively pursuing a waterfront condo
Yeah.
or simply exploring the possibilities. Thanks for joining us on this journey.
Thanks for having me.